The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. Well, change is in the air, isn't it? These are very interesting times we're living in. Some good, some bad, some scary, and I gotta say, it's just not boring, is it? Well, tonight we're going to be focusing on taking control of our weight with Australian hypnotherapist Maggie Wild. She's got a great new book called Unzip the Fat Suit. It's a really interesting topic, and for those who are not interested in losing weight, well, you can actually change the word weight to some other issue, such as anxiety or stress, or perhaps even an addiction. And I believe Maggie's process will help you as well. We are going to be talking about stress and anxiety tonight, so I kind of want to give you a heads up and give you the bottom line as to what causes stress or anxiety. In one word, it's fear. Yep, remember there are only two emotions, love and fear. All the other emotions are derivatives. Well, since December 2012, our lives have gotten a little bit more difficult. Looking back, I remember saying that we could choose to live in a third dimensional world, or we could choose to go into the fourth, fifth, or sixth dimension of consciousness. Well, just take a moment to look back where you were in 2012. Are you possibly more fearful today than you were then? Even though we were dealing with the end of the world scenario in 2012, it seems like we're kind of closer to the end of the world right now, huh? It's really interesting. Well, in 2012, we ushered in the beginning of the golden age, and nobody ever promised it was going to be a bed of roses. It's a little thorny for us all. But the beginning of a new era means the ending of an old era. And this means a whole bunch of change and a whole bunch of fear. We are in the throes of it all. Human beings are evolving together into something more than we have ever seen before. And the earth is evolving as well. Now, when the vibrational level of the planet and the vibrational level of human beings reach the correct level, the shift will be complete, and the planet and we humans will become in sync with one another. You know, it's really a thrilling time to be here. After all, we chose to be here at this time in history. There's a reason for us being here. We are able to see the shift occurring. And I'm going to state that I believe this shift will lead us into great peace, prosperity, and abundance. Without such changes, we can't progress or evolve. Bottom line, change breeds fear. And because that is the way of life in the third dimensional modality. However, it is necessary for us to experience the fear. We just got to stand up and face it, not run from it, but deal with it on a personal level. You know, a lot of the things that are happening today in the world is serving as a distraction from what is really going on within us. That's the time that we've got to tune into ourselves and understand, wait a minute, what am I ignoring in me that's making me so fearful? That's what we need to do. We have to be the change in order for us to change the world. Here's the truth about the exterior of our life. The reason why all of these wars are happening, all of these killings, all of the illnesses, all of the stress that's going on in the world is because we humans must be able to connect at a deeper level. We must come together and live as one. And finally, with all of the wars and everything that's happening together, it's going to push us to the point where we all come and say, no more, we're not doing it anymore. And that's the place where we have evolved beyond the current situation. That's where we move in to the golden age. Look at the situation and realize that division is the cause of all wars. The division of communities, the haves and the have-nots, this religion versus that religion, this race versus that race. Oh my goodness, they've completely forgot the fact that we are all humans and we breathe the same air and we are all of the same energy field. Now, we, you and I, are believers in the law of attraction, and we know about the energy of our thoughts and feelings, right? We can very easily help the shift to occur and the population to connect with each other on a human basis. Our minds are so powerful, and this time that we are in is so critical. They have an old saying that you must hit rock bottom before change occurs. I totally disagree with that. Our minds are so powerful. Our feelings are so powerful that we can stop the destructiveness before it gets to the place of no return. We can help humanity to shift right now, today. We can change the world by our thoughts. It's time, it's now, and it's critical. You can make the difference. Last week on the show, we had Howard Martin of HeartMath, and it was his opinion that we need to be neutral. And I can see the necessity of that. But as a law of attraction practitioner, if we don't get passionate about peace, then we're not going to get it. We do need to feel the passionate desire for a world without corruption, greed, and to return life back to dignity and freedom for all, for everyone in every single country. We have the right to feel good about the future. We have the right to feel safe and secure without the fear. And I can safely say that I do not want to feel neutral. I am peace. Peace begins with me. I feel it, I love it, and I honor it, and I believe in it. I choose peace for my world, and I choose it now. I think this is the tone that each one of us has got to put into our meditations, to feel it, to know that every single person deserves this and nothing less than this. You know, I hate to sound so repetitive, but that's why Law of Attraction Radio Network was created. And why it is free to all listeners. That's why we have low-cost events, so that we can inspire change to those who need it the most. You know, that's why I can't stop talking about the Jack Canfield event coming up. Everyone who attends will be so inspired to create from a place of well-being. And that's what we must do right now. I want everyone to drop the fear, and I want people to start creating for us to live in a prosperous and abundant world. Coming together in Long Beach, on the Queen Mary, on water no less, is the perfect place where we can merge our energy and listen to Jack Canfield. You know, if Jack Canfield can do everything that he's done, let me tell you a little secret. You can too. No matter where you are in your life right now, no matter what's happened in your past, you can take these principles and change not only your life, but you will influence the others around you to do the same. You will become the change you want to see in the world, and you can do it starting in October. You cannot afford to miss this event. I want you to feel it. I want you to be there, because we need to connect with you, and with you, we're going to be able to connect with the world. We are going to be the change that we see in the world, and we want you there to be with us. So let's take a fast break, and we will return with Maggie Wild of Unzip the Fat Suit, Using Your Mind, right after these words.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at loaradionetwork.com.
Join us for Law of Attraction Radio Network's incredible Field of Abundance event, The Science Behind the Law of Attraction, featuring a three-hour workshop with success expert Jack Canfield, along with Howard Martin of HeartMath, cardiologist Dr. Cynthia Thike, best-selling author Dr. David Che, psychotherapist Dr. Amelia Kemp, Doctor of Philosophy Jim Alvino, international humanitarian Parisha Taylor, and Jules Johnson, as we validate the law of attraction through science with proven tips, techniques, and applications for every area of your life. October 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Queen Mary Ship Hotel in beautiful Long Beach, California. Go to loaevent.com and purchase your ticket today before it sells out. That's loaevent.com.
Need help realizing your dreams? As a hypnotherapist specializing in the law of attraction, Jules Johnson can help you to break through your critical mind into your manifested dream. Get started today by going to lawofattractiontools.com. Set up a personal Skype video or phone session. Law of Attraction Tools is there to help you turn your desires into reality. That's lawofattractiontools.com.
Okay, we are back. So you may have noticed that we have a brand new website at loaradionetwork.com. Visit it and let me know what you think. You can visit all the show pages and tune in to our individual shows through your mobile apps, or you can listen to our 24/7 broadcast right on the homepage. Unfortunately, our iTunes and Google Play app are in the process of being upgraded at this moment. So they are down. But in the meantime, just visit loaradionetwork.com, because we give you about 20 different ways to listen, plus all of these mobile apps that you can listen. It's okay. You'll always find a way to listen to your show. And you will discover that the show that you are listening to is exactly the show you're supposed to be listening to. We're here because, well, truthfully, you attracted us to you. By the way, if you are on LOA Radio Network website, just click on the Jack Canfield's picture and go to the event page right on the site, and you'll find all the hotel information, dates and time of all the speakers. You're going to see everyone there, and it's going to be absolutely fascinating. Now, let's bring on Maggie Wild, who is known as the Potentialist. Maggie is a respected clinical hypnotherapist, author, and a very, very popular speaker from Australia. She has developed the CPR Mind Potential Kit, and you will find out after listening to her that she is absolutely incredible, and she's got some free tools for you to help you on your weight release program. I know you're going to love her. Welcome, Maggie, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jules. It's good to be here.
Well, I'm thrilled to have you, because this is a very powerful subject, which happens to be on everybody's mind these days. It's about unzipping that fat suit by using your mind. So give me the skinny on it. But also, I want to know, what is the history? What got you into focusing or writing this book on unzipping the fat suit?
Well, I've been a clinical hypnotherapist for the last 14 or 15 years. I've been saying 14 years for probably 5 years, so it's probably longer than that. Who knows? And I didn't actually get into it to be a therapist. I got into it because I was pretty messed up myself and had a lot of issues around my body and weight and self-confidence and illness and disease, and knew that there was something wrong with my head. There was always this battle going on in my head between the part of me that liked myself and the part of me that hated myself. And so I knew that I needed to study the mind, study the brain, study neuroplasticity, study something to understand what was going on to create all of this stuff. I always knew that our thoughts were very powerful, because when I was stressed, I got sicker. Or when I was more self-deprecating, I got fatter. Or when I was emotionally stressed, I ate more. So I knew that there was lots going on in my head that was causing my physical habits as well as my physical attributes. And so I began studying psychology, realized I wasn't getting all the answers I needed, all the tools, and I stumbled across hypnosis while I was living in the UK many years ago, and began a passion with how the brain works and how the brain influences our body. And ever since, I haven't stopped studying. I've become a specialist, obviously, in the hypnosis field, but I've studied everything I can possibly study to do with neuroplasticity and the connection between how the brains work, because I believe there is more than one brain. There's parts of the brain that all have different influences.
Right.
Yeah, I began studying that way. And never stopped. Love it.
And you know, it's a ever-expanding field. I mean, it just seems like we're at the very, very beginning, and there's still so much more, so it's exciting. You can't get bored with it, right?
You can never get bored. There's always something else to read.
Absolutely. And it's just so intriguing. So let's talk about, because I'm a hypnotherapist too, I know that the power of the mind is incredible, but what did you learn about how you could actually lose weight?
Well, there are a series of thoughts and beliefs that I believe have created this fat suit that makes us feel. The majority of people that come into my clinic, and you will have experienced it as well with the work that you've done, majority of people feel uncomfortable in their own skin. They don't feel like it's the real them when they're carrying more weight. And so people were coming into my clinic continuously saying to me, it just doesn't feel like me, but I can't stop. I keep yo-yoing. And so what I discovered was that if we looked at how hypnosis works and the specific ways that hypnosis can retrain or reprogram, rewire the brain, then if we could allow the person to understand these new slim and healthy concepts and lay the foundation of them, as well as interrupt the old concepts that were not helping for them. So the old concepts such as chewing too fast, eating too much, huge portions, not loving their body, not accepting their body, those old fatty programs, if we could interrupt those, what I call control them and then interrupt them, and then lay the foundation with hypnosis of the new thinking habits, the new slim and healthy behavior, and that programming that's going to carry them on for the rest of their life. And then what I look at doing is rewiring the part of the brain that does permanent change. So for me, it wasn't just enough to help people lose weight and help them train their brains to become slim and healthy permanently. I needed to help teach them how to do it permanently, how to make it automated rather than just another diet or another program that they've learned and that they give up later.
So one of the principles of your work is that you believe, you have to believe in order to change your body permanently. So you have to change your mind. Let's go into this a little bit, because when you change your mind, are you changing from the lack of, because people who gain weight most often actually don't want to go through the experience of the lack of food.
Mm, the deprivation.
Right.
Absolutely. So one of the important things to understand is exactly what you said. My principle that in order to change the body permanently, we need to first address the battle in the head. We need to change our mind because that battle in the head that's keeping us yo-yoing, keeping us, you know, feeling fine, creating a diet and feeling fine and starting something on a Monday. And then by Tuesday, there's donuts at the office or the boss tells us off or the kids are causing stress at home. And we reach for our comfort food or we reach for the issues that we've had in the past. So with that battle in the head, if we can train the brain to overcome that battle and make friends with ourselves internally, then the battle is no longer there and we can influence our body and we can change our body permanently once that battle is eliminated. And that's what I really work on with clients, helping them understand the battle, to stop being afraid of the battle, but the part of them wants to lose weight, the part of them that keeps sabotaging. And when they come to terms with that, accept it and learn how to change it by changing that inner critic thinking and the unhelpful self-sabotaging behaviors and patterns, once we learn how to change that, we can change the body permanently through our thoughts.
So you mean that eventually they will get to the point where they're not going to want to have that donut at work, or they're not going to want that ice cream at dessert. They're just not going to desire it. Is that what you're saying?
True. They will not desire it. They actually make better choices because they want it rather than because they have to or because they're depriving themselves, which is the pattern that they've got into with dieting. So the reason, one of the reasons, there are many, but one of the reasons diets don't work is because of that deprivation, because they're feeling lack, they're feeling like they're missing out on something. And that was certainly one of my issues as I gained and lost weight over the years. And what we need to understand is that this is about gaining health rather than losing weight. Mm-hmm. And we're gaining our own self-respect back. We're gaining our own self-confidence back. We're gaining our own beauty back. We're gaining our own acceptance of our body back. And we're not losing anything.
Okay, so let's go with the definition of beauty. Mm-hmm. The beauty is not necessarily getting down to that 100 pounds.
It's never about the weight eventually. It starts off always about the weight, but it's never, ever about that eventually.
So how do they know when to stop dieting?
Well, it's not actually even dieting because we don't – I have no structure around what people can or can't eat. In fact, mm-hmm. part of my program is there are no no foods.
Really?
So it is simply less of it and less often. And within a couple of days, within about 4 or 5 days, the brain literally starts to change. Once you've learned how to rewire it, the brain literally starts to rewire within those first three or four days. And then it's about reinforcing it. So within that time frame, you're already gaining confidence. You're already gaining the ability to feel in control. You actually choose consciously the better options, the smaller portions. If you're out, and we even have suggestions in the book with the audios, you know, we have suggestions that even if they're out at cafes or restaurants, their eyes automatically move to the healthiest option or the smallest portion, and it feels pleasurable to them. It feels joyous. It's confidence boosting to them because they're in control. So once they begin to achieve their goal and they get close to their goal, the body begins to balance out. And it's just about then you use the audios maybe once a week just as a maintenance program.
And so do you use or you suggest using the what you call CPR? Do you suggest using those like every single night until you start feeling a little bit more confident?
Yes, we've got, as part of the CPR Mind Potential Kit that comes with the book, it has a sequence of 13 different audios, and we'll talk a little bit about what the C audios are, what the P audios are, and what the R audios are, and what they're actually doing, what part of the brain that they're working on, because they are very different types of audios, and they're working on different issues to manage that battle in the head. And then what we do recommend as part of the program, there are 10 commitments. One of the commitments is using one audio per day, every day. And then usually I recommend each one for the first 5 days and then as often as they feel necessary from then. I do recommend at least one audio every day for the first 90 days.
Ah, but that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. The more and more you read into neuroscience and the way that automatic behaviors are programmed, we need at least three cycles of 21 days to begin to feel as if we're totally in control, to begin to feel that we can trust ourselves a little bit more and trust the programming of our mind. And then if habits and behaviors have been wired for, you know, a long, long time, such as a client I had who'd gained and lost 120 pounds three different times throughout her life, so you can imagine how devastating that would have been.
Oh,
but
yeah.
She just had this program in her mind that was so focused on self-hate and that she wasn't worthy of being healthy. The minute she got healthy, the old addictions would just kick back in and the wiring in the brain would attract the opportunities to have, you know, the wrong foods all of the time or the emotional instability that would cause her to seek those foods. And so once the wiring was programmed permanently, which for her, because she'd been, you know, she was 56 years old, so, you know, there was many, many years of gaining and losing weight that she was dealing with, the programming. So for her, it took probably five cycles of 21, so about 105 days for it to become permanent, where she knew with absolute confidence she was never going to gain the weight again.
Mm.
But for majority of people, around 61 days or 63 days, sorry, is the average programming that we do recommend. And I even do what's called the 63-day challenge within the book, where they actually commit to using one audio every day for 63 days.
Wow. That is great. So let's talk about the different kind of audios that you have, control strategies.
Mm-hmm. The control strategies are my terminology for things like emotional freedom technique, where you use tapping techniques on the meridians to interrupt the cravings or interrupt addictions and patterns. Okay, so my control audios are short audios. They're between 3 and 7 minutes, and there's numerous ones in the program to do with letting go of self-doubt, letting go of the fear of putting the weight back on, interrupting cravings, interrupting unhelpful emotional patterns, what I call fatty feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Interrupting fatty belief systems that are keeping them stuck in the fat suit, such as I have to finish everything on my plate, or all my family are overweight, so I'll never be able to be slim. All of those belief systems that have been operating throughout their lives that are keeping them with this fat suit stuck on. And so we use the control audios to interrupt the neural pathways. What I believe EFT is actually doing is interrupting. It's like flicking the light switch off. If you think of a thought as electrical current, so if you turn the light switch on at the wall, an electrical current flows through the wiring in the ceiling and the light comes on in the ceiling. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
The same process happens with a thought. If you've got a trigger in the outside world, which is somebody just caused a very stressful day for me, or my boss told me off, or the kids are causing some stress, or there's donuts on the bench, then if that trigger has switched on the light switch of the thought that says, I need sugar, then what the tapping does and what the control audios do is switch off the light switch, so the electrical current no longer fires in the neural pathway. And so we no longer want that food. We no longer seek that emotional connection to the sugar or the carbohydrate or whatever it was. So the control audios we recommend doing initially every day, one a day at least. And then as often as you need them. Eventually you don't need the control audios because you're in control and you've broken the habits permanently. Mm-hmm. But initially we ask you to do at least one of those a day or as and when you need them. The program audios,
uh-huh,
which are the longer traditional self-hypnosis audios. So the program audios are the ones where you imagine traditionally people lie back, close their eyes, relax and listen to the suggestions and go on a journey through the suggestions. So we have three different types of program audios in this system. We've got one that is totally about motivating you to move your body. So motivating for exercise, motivating to remember that you were born to move your body, and doing it with fun and enjoyment rather than I have to again. And then there's one on eliminating greedy appetite. So being able to feel in control instead of being stimulated by mouth and eye and head hunger, we're going to be more stimulated by the genuine hunger within the body, within the stomach. Yeah. So listening to our body more. And then there's also a be stress-free one, because stress is, well, stress causes high levels of cortisol, the hormone, which is really called the fat hormone. Yeah. So it's the belly fat hormone. So the more cortisol we have in the system, the harder it is to lose weight. So there's a be stress-free programming audio as well, so that we can switch off the fight, flight, fatty feeling syndrome and activate the rest and digest, where we actually digest our food and the fat melts away in that state.
So you actually have the CPR Mind Potential Kit in the book.
Yes, it comes free with the book.
Isn't that something?
If it's ordered online through me, the DVD comes free with it inside the back of the cover. If it's ordered through Barnes & Noble and Amazon, those sorts of things, then in the chapter on the CPR kit, you've got a free download link where you can download all of the audios to your iPhones, iPads, etc., free of charge.
Wow.
That's how much I believe in, and I've seen the results with thousands of clients. That's how much I believe people need this work.
So this one DVD... can actually do all of the things that you were just talking about.
Yep, as well as the other type of audios, which are the rewire audios, which are working on the part of the brain that's called the cerebellum, which if you put your hand at the base of your skull, at the back of the neck there at the base of the skull, that's where the cerebellum is, and that's the part of the brain that manages long-term permanent thinking, so automative behavior. That's the part that knows how to play a musical instrument if you do play the piano or the guitar. That's the part that knows how to drive the car instinctively after you learn how to do it well. So what we want to do is program that part, and we use a different type of audio to do that. That's called a rewire audio. These are between about 7 minutes and 12 minutes, and they're through repetition and through a hypnotic heartbeat. So that's one of the ways that part of the brain learns, is through rhythm and through repetition, as well as we've done it to a cardio track as well. So all the rewire tracks are done to a relaxation version, which are about 10 minutes long, and to a cardio version, which are about 5 minutes long. So you can use them while you're working out or while you're walking.
Wow. So what we have to change our minds about eating, like processed foods, sugars, flour, stuff like that, but eating, we develop a taste for good food, real food, like vegetables and things like that.
That's right. The suggestions that are in the audios are simply that you'll automatically turn to the healthiest option, life-giving foods, fresh vegetables grown from the soil, fresh fruits, fresh proteins. Your eyes will automatically turn towards those. The joy of crunching fresh vegetables and salads will be something that you desire. And that there are two different types of food. There's food and there's food product. If it's food product, we just ask that you avoid. Yeah, there's no foods, but we just ask that you consider the option that there is simply food, which is life-giving food. It's bringing you energy and life force. And there is food product, which is in a packet, it's in a can, it's in a tin, it's in a bottle.
Mm-hmm. So basically, you're not able to gain weight with fresh, real food. Is that correct?
If it's fresh, real food, your body can digest it. If it is processed or packaged food, your body has to deal with the toxins and the chemicals and the preservatives and the liver has to work harder, the organs have to work harder, and that is stress to the body. When we are stressed, the digestive system isn't functioning appropriately or optimally, and so we're going to be storing more fat anyway. So that's a vicious cycle. If we've got chemicals in food, then the body's going to have to work harder and become more stressed before it can eliminate it.
And what's really interesting is when you get stressed, you really don't want to go out there and exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're eating real good, healthy, wonderful, real food, then you have this desire to start moving because you're having this new energy that you've never really felt before.
it all goes hand in hand. Everything supports. So if the audios are motivating you to eat the healthy, life-giving foods, motivating you for confidence and self-esteem, motivating you to move your body more because it's what you were born to do, then all of a sudden the desire to move the body stimulates the desire for healthier food, which stimulates the desire to move the body, which stimulates the desire for healthy food. So that becomes the cycle you move into, rather than the desire for carbohydrates stimulates more laziness, which then stimulates more self-blame and self-retribution, that stimulates more, I can't do it, I'm useless, I'm hopeless.
Right. So really our minds have been programmed from the very beginning to eat unhealthy.
Yes.
Really, we haven't had the instruction or really the knowledge that we need to know in order to be healthy.
Well, often people have the knowledge because, you know, I look at even myself and the thousands of clients that I treat. Most of them have been on just about every diet. They've read every fad diet in a magazine. They've tried the shakes. They've tried the Pritikin diet, the you name it, they've tried it. The mm-hmm. cabbage diet, the eat the three lettuce mm-hmm. leaves on a Tuesday and the juice of a lime on a Thursday. They've tried it all. They know what they're supposed to be doing.
Yes.
But they're still not doing it.
And so what is stopping it? It's the bottom line emotions. And how do we address those emotions? Do we need to get down to the nitty gritty and find out, well, why am I needing to be protected from that situation? I mean, because for me, it's always been that I've been a victim. So mm-hmm. I've allowed myself to be a victim. So I would use it as protection.
Mm-hmm. And many people do. Many people use the fat suit as mm-hmm. protection, do mm-hmm. all their lives. I certainly did all my life. But I truly believe if you want to spend the next 12 years in psychotherapy, psychoanalysis, then you'll continue being in the fat suit.
Right.
If you want to say, okay, I know that the past happened. I know that there are some things that I don't particularly like, things that happened to me or things that I experienced that weren't my fault or that have kept me stuck. It happened. The past is the past. Enough is enough. It's time to move on. It's time to move forward. And that's one of my mantras in the audios as well. And by using the audios in the way that I describe in the book and in the formula that I use in the book, then the need to go into 12 years of psychotherapy is alleviated. Often people come to little aha moments as they're doing it. You will have experienced this in the work that you do. People, as you begin to fill the pot of joy with good stuff, positive thoughts, positive input, suggestions through self-hypnosis audios, believing in yourself, more healthier foods, more movement, as you begin to fill your pot of joy inside, the crummy stuff inside actually flows out. Mm-hmm. And you do get aha moments. You get little awarenesses of why you do that or why you eat that or why when this happens you reach for that food, but you're not attached to it as a victim anymore. Mm-hmm. It's just an awareness. It's just, oh, right, okay, I get that. And it's time to move on. It's time to move forward. It's just wiring in your brain. Every habit, every sabotage pattern, every self-doubt, every thought that comes with it's taking too long to get this weight off, I'm not good enough to get this weight off, I'll never make it happen, I'm useless, I'm hopeless, I'm too fat, I'm too old, or whatever it is, all of that is just wiring, learned wiring in the brain. So the control audios, just by doing a 30-second technique with those control techniques that we describe in the book, you can switch off the electrical current that's causing that thought. Then we teach you to tap into what I call your inner coach, which is the part of you that has been there all along trying to motivate you, but has been blocked by all these sabotage wiring and patterns. And so we get you to connect more and more with that inner coach and bring the inner coach forward so that we feed the inner coach. And then the inner coach feeds our brain with more positivity. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, the inner coach is stronger than the inner critic. And then when theater critic does pop up, we can just simply use the inner coach to say, you know what, that's just wiring. That's not me. I wasn't born to be overweight. I wasn't born to wear a fat suit. I learned how to do it through whatever wiring. And the wiring is the wiring. It happened. It's over. The past is the past. Enough is enough. I move on, I move forward. And it can be that simple, but it's about using the tools, and it's about even recognizing when the sabotage comes up to resist the tools, then you can clear the sabotage and clear the resistance in order to do it as well.
And as you say, there is no wrong food, so that you can just, you're not prohibiting people from ever eating that piece of cake again. You're just suggesting that they eat it less often.
Yeah, and less of it, because you get to the point where just one or two mouthfuls of the old foods that you used to eat actually satisfies you more than scoffing the whole donut or scoffing the whole piece of cake or eating the three slices of bread.
Right.
A small portion of it satisfies you far more than it's ever satisfied you before if you eat it in the right way.
You know, I have been off of sugar for years, and I only use stevia, which is a natural herb, but that sweetens everything. So I go have a bite of something really sweet, and it's like, oh my goodness, I can't even eat that. So yes, your mind is totally rewired,
and
your system is
your taste buds get rewired, everything gets rewired, and it ends up, you'll notice it yourself, that when you do eat something that's filled with processed sugars, it actually tastes unpleasant to you. It tastes overpowering to you.
And that's the part that everyone will get to eventually if they can just stay away from some of that stuff long enough.
And use this, and it's not even staying away from it, it's just use the principles and the audios. If that's all you commit to, is to commit to use one of those audios every day, you will not want it.
Isn't that wonderful? That is so terrific. So where can people get this book?
The book is called Unzip the Fat Suit, Using Your Mind. And if you just go to unzipthefatsuit.com, then you can get it there. That would come from Australia, though, so you'd have to look at postage. Otherwise, you can order it through Amazon or through Barnes & Noble, anything, any online store. You can get either the ebook or the paperback through that. And we've got, you know, support systems where you can join webinars on a weekly basis where I do live hypnosis and live support and things as well.
Wow. So let me repeat that again. It's Unzip the Fat Suit, Using Your Mind.
You actually just need unzipthefatsuit.com.
Oh, okay.
But we're giving away a free sample with lots and lots of the techniques and strategies and a free audio in there. And it's just, if you just go to getthinformula.com, you can download a free mini book, ebook there. And it's got a lot of the strategies, a lot of the principles that we talk about in the main book. And that will get you started.
Wow. So you're in San Diego now, and are you doing a seminar down there?
I am. I'm doing a seminar at the Eye of Buddha here on Saturday. We're doing some live television tomorrow and Friday on the two main stations down here, where I'm being interviewed on the television here about the book and the Thin Formula. And then we're doing the live workshop on Saturday. And it's free. Anyone can come along. If you've got a friend of a friend that lives down here, please come along. We'd love to see you.
And you have two websites that people can go and check out your other locations or seminars that you're having. It's www.maggiewild.com. I'll put these posts up on my show page that everybody can go visit that. And the other one is www.thepotentialist.com.
They'll all go to the one site. So if you just stick with unzipthefatsuit.com or themaggiewild.com, that will get everybody where they need to go.
Okay.
And it'll link you to anywhere else.
And we have just learned a new term for CPR. That's control strategies, program strategies, and rewire strategies and audio. That is just so neat and lovely, lovely.
And it's actually dealing with the three different types, the three different areas of the brain, or as Joe Dispenza calls it, you know how, if you've ever read any of Joe's work, he talks about the three different brains. You've got the outer brain, If you're holding the brain in your hand, you've got the outer cortex. You've got the limbic brain, which is the emotional brain. I actually call it the pharmacist or the drug dealer. It's the part of the brain that dispenses all the chemicals. And then you've got that cerebellum. So the CPR audios are dealing with, the C is controlling the outer cerebellum urges, the outer cortex urges that are causing you to want the sugar, procrastinate about exercise, believe that you're not the kind of person that enjoys moving their body. And if we interrupt that by using the control audios, it gives us the motivation and the freedom to be able to move forward. The P audios are programming the limbic brain, which is the part of the brain that dispenses the chemicals. So it's about laying the foundation for the new healthy and slim attitudes and behaviors and the right chemicals that are going to motivate us. Yeah. And then the R audios are programming that cerebellum to get the long-term permanent change.
This is wonderful. Now, tell me, is there a difference between men and women? I know men can lose weight a lot faster, but as far as the emotionals or how this program works with men?
The only difference is that normally women come to it first, as women normally do, and then they usually pass it on to their husbands. That's the only difference, is that that men usually come through the fact that a girlfriend's read the book or a girlfriend's been to one of the seminars and or the wife, et cetera, and they usually follow through. But the actual techniques, I have not, out of the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that I've treated or that have purchased the book and started using it, the same principles apply. You use, if you program all three parts of the brain at the same time, working on them all at the same time, then the change happens permanently for both sexes.
Wow. Wow. And only 63 days, right?
For the average person who doesn't have very long-term addictions and habits that are associated with addictions to food or addictions to eating, 63 days will do it. If you have long-term addictive behaviors or an addictive gene that's activated, other addictions that you may have had throughout your life, such as, you know, drugs or alcohol or things like that alongside food, then you may need longer than that, like the lady Trish that I was talking about, who's now lost 169 pounds and has had for the last 3 or 4 years. She travels the world with me teaching other people now. She is just so inspired by it.
Wow, that is wonderful, wonderful. Well, I know a lot of my listeners are going to be going and getting this book. It just seems like it's finally you can deal and get rid of it and unzip the fat suit.
It's so important to change the brain. When you change the brain, you can change your body permanently.
And we have to, when we go and buy this book and the CPR, we absolutely need to believe it in order for it to work, or can we be skeptical?
You can be as skeptical as you like, and it won't matter a jot as long as you use the audios. If this is the 20th thing you've tried, or the 50th thing you've tried, or the 100th thing you've tried, because honestly, I can guarantee you everyone that I've ever treated, they have tried just about everything, and they all wish that they'd reprogrammed their brain first. If, even if you are skeptical, even if you're not really sure, but it's just your last resort and you're going to give it a go anyway, I promise you, if you follow the commitments in the book, if you use the audios have, there's 10 commitments in the book, the audios have the 10 commitments in them. So every time you use an audio, it's programming your brain to want to do and to motivate you to do the other commitments. So if you just use an audio every day, then you are going to want to follow the other commitments, which are things like chew more slowly, because when you chew fast, you're in a stress state. When you're in a stress state, you're producing way too much cortisol. When you produce way too much cortisol, it's the belly fat hormone. You are going to stay fat. So by chewing slower, you can actually release the right hormones that are going to make you feel emotionally satisfied and reduce your appetite. So there's so many different principles. There's another commitment is to drink more water. Another commitment is to move your body more. It's not about having to do 30 minutes of exercise or an hour of exercise every day. It's just, what can you do to feel like moving your body more? Can you choose the stairs instead of the elevator? Mm-hmm. Can you park your car a little bit further away from work? Can you just remember that you were born? Like every child who's learning how to walk, before they've even started, their little legs are trying to kick out of their bunny rugs as they're wrapped up as little babies, because our legs were born to move, our body was born to move. And if we can remember that gene within us that was born to move our bodies and activate that again, just switch it back on, then the motivation to move your body becomes so strong. And that is very, very easy to rewire. I was one of those that I was the fat kid at school who was always picked last for group sports or team sports. And I always felt so anything to do with physical education or exercise or motivate or moving my body at school, I was always totally embarrassed by. I was always, you know, the last one to finish and always got the ribbon at the end on sports day for just trying, and always felt embarrassed about that. And so I grew up believing, I had programming that said I was not the kind of person who enjoyed exercise. And so I became the addicted gym joiner. I would join gyms and I would go for a week, maybe 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, and eventually find an excuse not to go. Or I'd strain my ankle so I couldn't go. There were lots of sabotage patterns going on. And until I learned what actually happens in the brain and how to rewire our perception of the emotional state that causes us to think in certain ways. So the part of my brain that had decided exercise was bad, that exercise caused me to feel bad and feel emotionally unmotivated, then when I rewired that, now that part of my brain says, yes, if I don't do something every day to move my body, I'm seeking it. By the end of the day, I'm thinking, God, what can I do? What can I do now? How can I move my body? So I might get down on the floor and I'll do some sit-ups or something because I haven't had a chance to that day. And your brain can do that too.
So you knowing we as we do with the law of attraction, can you actually think about exercise and have your body or have your cells change?
Yes. The mind doesn't know the difference between an imagined scenario and a real scenario. So if you imagine exercising and moving your body, the same muscles will fire. So what your mind is putting out, it will have an impact on your body, on a physical impact on your body. But if you have resistance to it, so if you're thinking about exercise or imagining a scenario where you are moving your body, but you've got this, oh, I hate this, or a resistance to it as you're thinking it, or a doubt to it as you're thinking it, then what we suggest in the book is that you do a little 30-second technique with the tapping, with the C audios. And we teach you how to do it without an audio as well, so that you interrupt the neural pathway that's causing you to feel the negativity, okay? Because one of the ways the brain rewires is through emotional states. So heightened emotional states will cause more proteins, yeah, little proteins, if you have a tiny, tiny little microscope. And when a neural pathway is forming in the brain, these little proteins attach to the new neural pathway. And over a period of time, you've got enough proteins on the neural pathway to cause a permanent thought, okay? If as the resistance is coming up for you, as you're thinking about the exercise, if you're doing the tapping or this one of the control audios to interrupt it, then you're stopping the development of the proteins on that neural pathway. So therefore, you're interrupting the old unhelpful resistance to it. Mm-hmm. If you're then replacing it with, I don't do that anymore, I deserve to move my body, I enjoy moving my body, even if you don't believe it yet, just by having the new thought and having feeling behind it, then you can add proteins to the new neural pathway. Mm-hmm. And eventually the new neural pathway becomes stronger than the old one.
Interesting. So for people who are at their desk all day, unable to get away, if they listen to music and they imagine themselves dancing, you would be setting off the firing of the muscles.
You certainly would. And I highly recommend that. Even if I had one lady who was so unable to move her body when she first started that all she could do, she had bone on bone knees. She'd been so heavy all her life. She had to have a double knee replacement. So she couldn't even get off the couch without wincing in pain. And so initially all she could do was imagine moving her body, imagine walking up and down her lounge room floor. Eventually, within a couple of weeks, she was able to move up and down and walk around and round her lounge room floor. Eventually, she was able to go outside and walk around the back garden. And now she has to go to the gym at least 4 or 5 times a week. She does water aerobics. She does yoga. She loves it, absolutely loves it, and is her ideal weight and shape and size.
Wow.
And initially, she only started it by developing the motivation to do it and enough endorphins to stop the pain. Yeah, so that she could get moving just by imagining it.
Isn't that something? Our brilliant mind.
Our brilliant mind.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And I love how you put all of this together. This is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
I had to. It saved my life. I was a mess. I was emotionally distressed. I was gaining and losing weight all of the time. I'd created disease in my body because I'd hated my body so much that my body turned against itself with an autoimmune disease. It caused a stroke. It caused kidney failure. And I had to use these principles. I had to learn how my brain worked in order to put my body back together.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for doing that. Now, tell everyone again your special offer, because I want to give them a chance in case they didn't get to write it down before.
Yeah. If you go to getthinformula.com, you can get a free ebook, which has a lot of the strategies, the basic core principles in the main book. And it has a Rewire for Slim and Healthy audio that will start the process of training the brain. If we also have the workshop, the free workshop in San Diego on Saturday as well at 2:00.
Oh, wow. Wonderful. Wonderful. This has been so fascinating. Thank you. In your busy travels, thank you so much for taking the time and coming on and talking with us, because I just know my audience is going to love this. Men, women alike.
Anyone. And if you've got any questions, please get onto the website. Drop me a line. If it takes a couple of days for me to get back to you, I will get back to you. I like to answer inquiries personally. So stay in touch.
When are you going back to Australia?
I leave on Monday to go back to Australia, but I will be back later on in the year and early next year as well. So I'm coming backwards and forwards all of the time now.
Oh, very good. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Maggie. This has been a pleasure.
It's my pleasure, Jules. It was lovely to talk to you.
And that's another wrap for Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Have a great week. We will talk to you again. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com, and have a great week.